Big Brothers Big Sisters needs your help. There's a waiting list of more than 50 children hoping for a mentor. It's just a few hours a month. Be a mentor. Become a big. Visit Big Brothers Big Sisters Northeast Florida and click on Be a Big.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
What's going on, everybody? Petty Friday here. Glad you got it through your week to come here and hang out with me and Denny Thompson here. Whatever you got going on your mind, whatever you got going on your heart, make sure you hit up the text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures, 904-641-1010. If you're feeling petty, you got something you want to get off your chest, put it on there. We may get a chance to read it. Also, during this whole time, I want to know who your top 10 college players are of all time. Don't give me anything. Don't give me anything from before desegregation. I don't care how you feel, Burt,
Jim Thorpe,
Pepper. I don't want to hear Jim Thorpe. I don't want to hear about what's the.
You're throwing this on me like you didn't give me time to prepare for this.
I didn't. I found out about this when I got in here about because Tavon Austin. He has a top 10. I don't really care about our top 10.
His isn't the best of all time. Right. His is the most, what's the word? Like eye-popping.
Right. I'm not even considering his best. I'm just glad. It's disrespectful, but not to who I normally see disrespected in these GOAT talks. So that's kind of why it pops off. But it
so
just,
no Don Miller, Elmer Layden, Jim Crowley, and Harry.
Well, then I'm not
the four horsemen.
Then yeah. I'm not giving you my top 10.
I don't want the four horsemen. And I'm not just discriminating against them. Don't you text me that. I don't want Jim Brown either because it wasn't fair when I watched that film. This guy's 6'4", 230 pounds, running probably a 4'6", which was unheard of then, against a bunch of prep school kids.
Nobody
in the North.
When their position is left halfback or right halfback?
Right.
If they don't count.
Like Blue said, if your quarterback wore number 87, no. Like, I don't want to hear that. Just there's enough football that you've seen in your life, or Google it. Use somebody else's top 10, but we would love for you to put that on the text line designed by Lifetime Enclosure. So it's petty or top 10s or top 10 petty. However you want to do it, that's what we want to see the text line with today.
Have you had a bad day?
I've had a cram day.
Oh, okay.
And I just didn't want
to. We also were expecting you not to be here. He had a whole first segment lined up.
Oh, go ahead.
And I'll you ruined up. Everything.
No, it's fine.
No, I'm good.
This is what we're doing. Anti-woman segment.
It's going as
planned.
It's going as planned. It's not anti-woman. It's just.
What?
It's pro-man. I'm tired of this stuff. Like, people think if just because.
Geez, we're going to go back to this. All right. I'll be back.
Whatever. Dude, leave. Fine. Like,
were you at Disney
your
World
life
today?
Is great. Like, Denny doesn't have any issues. He's like, one, congratulations on, you know, your upcoming stuff. But you just texted. You put it in the group chat. I didn't want to put it all the way out there. Why you couldn't give me times for my son to train.
Were you at Disney today?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I've been working all day.
I don't know why someone told me you were.
No, my kids were at Disney.
Like, oh, and you had to be back
here. Here's something.
No, I didn't go. I don't go to Disney.
Oh, you hate Disney.
He hates Disney.
He hates Disney. Something that's consistent. It might just be me, and it's because of love. I'm loved.
Okay.
But it's consistent with the women in my life.
Okay.
My mother does it. My sister does it. I don't want to just single anybody out. Just they all do it. Like, my mom will call me while we're on radio. Mm-hmm. We've had a radio show for 6 years. Now, the times have changed, but we've been consistent here for, 3 years?
Yeah.
Like, she would only call me on the days I had radio. She wouldn't call me during the rest of the day. At that time, you got all day, Carm, to call me. But you call me here. But that's not even what I'm upset about. They have all day to talk to me about anything in life that you want to talk to me about.
Okay.
There's a few things that I ask when I'm up against it, whether it's I'm about to go to sleep or I just woke up or I'm about to go to work. Don't give me life-changing information.
Dude, you're so
during
right.
those times.
You're right.
Like, if I'm going, like, especially this job. Now, the beautiful thing about this job is this is therapeutic for me.
Okay.
I can talk. Y'all can call me crazy. Trust me. I went to a shrink for almost 2 years, and she definitely knew I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to talk, and nobody really interrupted me. So here's what happens. I get dropped right before I'm about to go. I said, hey, I'm having a call. I was like, you know what? I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with this right now. Let's just pause. Just whatever. Do whatever you got to do. We'll talk about it later. Right? And it's not in a mad way, not even in a mean, just like, hey.
This is mom?
No, I'm not even going to go with this.
Okay,
it was a situation. I'm saying other women that are close to me have done this to me in my life.
Okay.
It's not just one.
Like throwing something heavy on you right before you've got something to do.
Like I told you about my Uncle Gordon during COVID, right? Uncle Gordon passed.
Okay.
I'm knocked out on my Sunday morning nap. Not knocking on the door, knocking on my shoulder.
Okay.
Like that hard. Like, hey, I'm like, yes, what's wrong? Hey, Uncle Gordon just died. Like, why would you tell me that? Even though it was time, he was old.
You wanted to wake up first.
Yeah, let me wake up. Because
he was still going to be dead when you woke
up. Right, let me
wouldn't have wanted you to go through that.
No.
No way.
Out of all my uncles, this one wouldn't.
Gordon,
this one was an OG.
Sleep.
Gordon was mad for me. And looking up at me, mad at wherever he's at. He could be up, down, don't know. He was a hellion. Man raised hell. Like he's a great man, but he raised hell. But I get this conversation, man. And I'm vibing. I'm going to go get me some lemon peppers because I knew you were going to be a little bit late. I got to eat because sometimes I get packed and I don't eat. So I'm going to go to one of the better spots to get lemon pepper wings.
Okay. My favorite, lemon pepper.
And you know it takes a little while there. But okay. I'm driving and then I'm getting text. And I'm like, okay. And I'm shooting one word, answers. And I'm like, and then I'm getting more. You know, when you send that one word answer, you're trying to stop it. Like, yeah. I don't know. And then I'm like, so I'm having this conversation and I'm like, why? So now I done drove past the wing spot because I can't stop this convo to go in and order what I want to order. And then I don't want to lose track of time and don't be here for crosstalk. So now I'm starting to now I'm panicking and I'm nervous, not just because of the convo, because the convo I'm not really mad about. I just don't want to have it. What I'm mad about is I know I got to try to get food and be here 10 minutes before the show. I can't get here at 10 minutes. I have to be in studio ready to talk and make sure the social media stuff is up and ready. Make sure I actually have, because when one of us isn't here, we got to be a little bit more organized. Mm-hmm. We got to know what we're talking about.
As in organized at all.
Like, yeah, you know, we're not normally organized, but it's a lot different when you can just go back and forth off of somebody. When it's just you and you don't know what anybody thinks,
different ballgame.
You better have something to talk about. Shout out to Cam for always doing that. So now I'm getting mad, not because of the situation.
Well, can I interrupt the story to tell people that James' entire disposition changes when he's hungry?
Facts.
Like, James isn't
even
James.
So I'm hungry right now. Like, I'm really...
When James fires that tweet off, I wish somebody would bring me food to the station. Like...
It's a cry for help.
It's really a cry. I would pay you. I don't want you to buy me the food. I just need you to get it. Tell me what I owe, or just ask me, hey, what would you like? And then I'll buy it, pay for it beforehand. You just scoop it up and bring it to me. But whatever. So now I'm not a sunken place. I'm in that weird space between I got 20 minutes, but I don't know what to do.
So you're going back and forth.
Each minute I'm creeping up. Yeah. My hanger is getting mad, and I'm sitting here so now I'm doing this thing that I know every man or almost every man listening can understand. I'm just in the truck. I'm just in the truck because I can't go inside because I don't know how I feel right now. I am evaluating my emotions and my feelings.
This is when being a cigarette smoker would have been key.
Oh. You know what?
It was perfect for those times like that.
Because I can't smoke a cigar would mellow me out, but I'm not lighting up my cigars. That's an hour. That's 45 minutes to an hour out of my evening. I didn't even have time to do that. So, now there's no food. There's no food. There's no cigar. Mm. I don't smoke cigarettes. I should have got a beat with that thing that Cam was smoking in the club a couple years ago. Maybe that would have gotten me. I couldn't get no Blue Dream because then I wouldn't have been in any kind of shape for the show.
See, now I feel bad. I wish I would have missed the first segment now because I didn't know that I put all the stress on James.
No, I wasn't.
Like, I left. We were at our group training. I was like, you know what? My coaches have this under control. I can leave. I'm trying to get better at not being. James has been on me for 5 years about this, about not being over everything.
Oh yeah, because you definitely have a problem.
I have a control problem. So I was like, I'm gonna leave, and then I got here on time. I didn't know I was called so
it was
stress.
Just in general. So I'm just sitting here in the car.
When is the best time to give you bad news?
The best time to give me bad news is after I've had coffee.
And people know when that is?
Like your family knows? Okay, I'll tell you right now. If I haven't had coffee by 9, you know. Because I'm a terrible person without coffee.
So from the hours of 9 till 7:15.
I would say 6:30.
Okay.
From 9 to 6:30. You're open game. Yeah, just tell me. I might not like it.
Right.
I still might act bad.
That
but
seems
I'm not,
reasonable.
But I'm going to be fine. Just like, you know, we could talk about whatever.
That seems reasonable.
I don't have a job during the day. And when I have a couple clients, and my clients know me by now. They're getting results. Anybody who's ever trained with me, it's like this. Do you want it to look right? Do you want it to look like corporate or something? Or do you want your kid to get faster? Because if you want your kid to get faster, train with me. If you're worried about if the guy's on the phone or if he's sending off some tweets every now and then go train with somebody else.
JJ.
I'm way too expensive for that.
JJ. Nobody knows what you're talking about. James can be training a kid at a hefty rate per hour, and you look over there and James steady tweeting.
Steady tweeting. I might not be looking
not about
fast.
The kid.
Yeah.
But he's fast.
Yeah.
By the way, I have
breaking news. But you want to know, but like you just said, JJ, they're going to get results. I know everything
they know they
that
do that
you don't think Nick Saban throws a text out during practice.
Hey,
every
they
once
know
in a while,
they
got to
get that rep in before James has another thought for Twitter.
Right?
Heck
they got
yeah, fast.
I know everything that your child is doing. I know everything your child is doing. Trust me, and I know what they're doing.
I have
bad.
A guy who tells me everything
yeah.
your child
yeah.
is doing.
Like just like when the kids are, hey, coach, am I doing? I said, do you think I have any problem telling you that you stink? Now, also, I will tell your kid they're bad. I said, you're slow and you're white, but that's okay. That's why you paid me. That's why I'm here.
Have you ever told a kid you're slow and you're black?
Oh, when they get
that's
it worse.
Way worse.
They get it worse because that's a condition. Mm. Like, this is a sickness. Like, we need to get you, son, because they all want to play D1. And I'm like, dude, ain't nobody coming here for a running back, a black running back that runs a 5-1.
Yuck.
I don't care how many yards or how great your parents have told you are. You stink, son. We got to get this fixed. I give them hope at the end of the tunnel. There's always hope. You said you had breaking news, though, JJ?
Yeah, but you want to do it?
I mean, that's fine.
All right. We kind of called this yesterday. I kind of called it yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Les Miles has been placed on administrative leave.
Did they at least let him attend the pro day today?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see him out there.
Les Miles isn't the one I'm worried about. Part of my hate o'clock is the guy that I am worried about because he's actually doing something about it. Les Miles stinks. So, he's canceled himself. With the way he plays, but that's tough.
What's
though.
The difference between administrative leave and fired?
It's what they do before they fire.
Is there a buyout thing involved?
That's probably what it is. They're trying to figure out.
I was put on administrative leave one time.
But you didn't
so which
no
is
buyout.
Worse?
Right before I was fired.
I'd rather be fired. Administrative leave is like delaying the inevitable.
Yeah, administrative leave is like if you've been put on it, it's. I wonder if I'm going to get the call tomorrow. And then it always works like this. They always call you and it's like, hey, we want to meet with you Friday at 10 a.m.
Which is the worst play? Which is so why I'm glad because it's petty.
Why do I have to go up
Friday?
There?
Yeah, exactly.
Facts. So I'm gonna tell you why I'm glad that company went under Hit Center. Here's the reason why, JJ. They call me Hit up Center. To work.
What time?
9 a.m. Before I had my combine guys that I brought in, I got them back. Anyway,
did you have a coffee first?
I was in with my coffee.
I mean, if you know
you
you're
can't
gonna
just
get fired,
so you
why
can't
be late.
You can't
true
hit
that.
Me. I didn't know. They said we want to have a meeting at 9 a.m. to discuss.
Oh, you didn't know you were being fired.
I said, I'm thinking, cool. They want to discuss the contract. I said, hey, man, I gave you the opportunity to give me a better contract. You chose to play this. I bet it on myself. Pay me the exorbitant amount of money a month that per the percentage of what we agreed to. You shouldn't have done a 50-50 contract, idiot. You should have paid me. I asked for $3,000 a month. I asked for $3,000 a month. That's all I asked
this
for.
This man thought he was going there to get a check.
So, but you saw what you saw. But the crazy thing is, I was about to take 2 weeks off anyway. So I go up there.
I got to go to the DR, bro.
I go up there, and they're like, flip-flops work. They're like, James, you know, we're just going to let you know we're going to cancel the contract. I'm like, you could have told me this over the phone. Why would you tell me this right now? And they're like, well, you know.
How long was the drive?
It's not far from my house,
okay.
But it's the point.
Because there's a guy who works here who told me a story. It's an off-the-air story, so I'll leave his name out of it. But he had to fly, 5 states away just to be told to his face that he was no longer working there. After they told him he was flying there to talk about, you know, upcoming stuff that they want him to work on.
And I was 1099. There was no unemployment. They could have when they talked to me at 6 p.m. the night before, they could have just said, like, hey, James, don't come into work. I said, the fact
today
that you
was
made
your
me
last
come
day.
In. So I'm like, all right, well, fine, cool.
I got fired, the whole city knew before different. I did.
I picked up my phone, and I called all my clients, and they all came with me anyway. So I'm like, it's stupid. You lost money. Whatever. But the point is this. Hey, don't tell me no bad news. Don't Les Miles me before I have coffee. And you have about, what is that?
You gave a solid 9-hour window.
That's a 9-hour window to talk to me
so
about whatever
you want.
So
what did they tell
you
today that had you?
That's kind of personal.
Yeah, I don't want to get into all that because, again, it wasn't bad. It's just deep, and it's more detail than what I needed to get into.
But no one passed.
An hour and a half. Yeah, no one passed.
Good.
The passing stuff, like, or another one that happened that was even more personal, like, again, I got waking up earlier than I normally would get waking up for that, for some bad news with my sister. I got woken up, and I'm like, yo, you could that out have waited? Until I actually woke myself up, because now I can't go back to sleep.
Why don't you put your plane on airplane or your phone on airplane?
It wasn't
like I'm not a doctor. I can't heal her.
I'm trying not to say it wasn't my phone.
Oh,
it wasn't like if it was my phone. Like I'm not answering. Like it, the couple people whose phone I will answer at night have a different ringer. Like it will. I will know if they. It actually will go through the vibration. It'll ring. I'll know
you
it's
can do
done.
That?
Yeah, I've got it to where it's tweaked there. So it rings and vibrates.
You need
my
teach
bad.
Me that.
So that's probably what it is. All right, but if it's just a normal text, I'm not answering.
Did James just admit to having side pieces?
No.
Oh.
No, okay. It's got nothing to do with side pieces.
Oh, okay.
You're one of them, my boy OJ.
Oh, okay.
Because
people, if they call, like, none of us call just to chat.
Most of the time you just text, but like if they call, like if OJ calls me, it's important.
Okay.
It's either breaking news. Or something else happened, and then, you know, I got a couple friends that I know probably, they may need some bail money. This might have been one of the two, this might have been one of the few calls that they could get, so I need to answer this. But anyways, though.
You have a call at no expense to you from
Zachary Smith.
Is Herbs one of them?
If Herbs needed me at this point.
One
like,
call away.
I'm good.
Even before coffee.
Yeah, before coffee.
Okay.
But that's because, the one.
What about Von Miller?
You got one season, though. You got one season, Herbs. If it ain't turning around, I'm letting you sitting in that jail.
I haven't heard about this Von Miller stuff. Can y'all explain it to me?
I don't know.
It's very low key. So like they don't even put in the article really. What?
Is it enough to talk about?
16 minutes ago it says no criminal charges will be brought.
So they were investigating him about a domestic issue. But they never charged him with anything.
Is it with his baby's mom?
And she even went out and was like, well, there's someone that he's having a child with that came out on Instagram and was like, okay, he never hit me or anything, so I don't know.
Okay.
Well, we can get into that. That might be more interesting.
We have a lot of stuff to get into.
But all in all, I had to vent and I had to represent for us because I want to let you other guys know that someone's there. There are no think pieces for men.
So I'm seeing your notes and it says man problems.
That's the man problems.
Okay.
Like nobody capes for us. It's always how bad we are, how bad this stuff. And I'm just here to let you know, fellas. I'm here for us. And after today, I'm going to tell you what I always tell everybody most of the time. And this is just what we have to say. But sometimes if you need it on Petty Friday, text it in and we got you. But
we
here's
should
what,
start like a man segment.
We could. And here's what
Can
people
we just
tell
call men.
Men
kings?
This is what they tell men. No one cares. Suck it up. It's always no one cares, suck it up. But sometimes you got to just sit in your car, woo-saw, and you got to let people know. You got to set boundaries. So,
my boundary is I'm not calling another man king.
No, I'm with you.
What if it's LeBron?
Nope.
Oh, he's the greatest of all time.
Nope. We got to take a break.
I like LeBron.
What's next? I want my man problems.
We got man gorillas. We got Devin Booker. We got sharks. We got the top 10 list. We have a story about MJ playing spades for 36 straight hours.
Oh, okay.
That's what he lost the money at?
Okay. He's we got serious. All that coming
Nerds
up next.
Nerds ruining sports.
One good thing about music, when it hits you,
you're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
No, that might be my problem, too. Before I say that, this is the Sports Den brought to you by TheHumanOr.com. Go to thehumidor.com. Get all the cool cigars, whatever you need. If you need examples, just go to @sportsden_live. We've got, you know, 12 days of cigars. We've got all kinds of different tastings and pairings for you to be able to get started. Or just hit me up at @biggamejames_36, and I'll help you out with some stuff like that. But they'll give you 20% off if you type in sports then. I don't know when the last time I've been out of the country is. So, you know, normally I take that. I was like, yo, I just got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And I haven't done that.
I'm kind of there right now.
So I think that might be part of the problem is I just need.
You could have went to Epcot today, Denny, and been all over the world.
No, I'm good.
What the hell was happening at Epcot?
No, you know, Epcot's kids, like, bro, all the countries.
And my kids are down.
You know
there,
what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why are you sending him to Disney? He's not a hacker.
Yeah, I don't.
Another white guy with a hat.
By the way, Hack is going back for the Flower Festival soon.
That's
or the whatever festival.
See, that's good for him. Yeah. I'm glad he
the Flower Festival.
I'll look it up.
The Flower Festival.
You can name just about anything.
Festival of Arts?
I would rather sit butt naked on a pile of fire ants than go
to the
Disney
Flower Festival or Disney.
Oh, I was about to say, they'll kick you out of Disney for that in a second.
Yeah, no.
You gotta be close.
Festival of the Arts.
Festival of the Arts.
2021.
That sounds fun.
Hey, I'm reading this Von Miller story, and I'm not even get into it because it's silly. But do y'all know what the Broncos' new GM's name is?
No. I bet it's funny.
George Patton.
General Patton. General? Which, mm-hmm, by the way, people don't realize this. This is one of the best hidden conspiracy theories in U.S. history. People believe that General Patton was killed by our military in a car accident. Because he was like a loose cannon. Let's just say that. And they need to get him under control.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
One of the best military strategies was when they sent him to Egypt or sent him to Africa and gave him a fake platoon to cover, to make the Germans think that that's where they were really coming
for the
attack.
Like most of their stuff was?
Well, before D-Day. Like, that was, they were trying to, they
used
him
as a
bait.
Distraction.
Yeah, as a distraction.
Mm.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
Well, he's now the general manager for the Broncos.
Well, good. That's
old
a
as
good,
hell.
Good career change.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need. It's like, you know, we brought in Tom, brought in General Patton, guy who slapped soldiers in the infirmary. Like, it makes sense.
What are we getting to now?
Oh, you said no, none of him? Okay.
Let's go over this top 10 list.
Just going to take.
Okay.
Oh,
because the Von Miller story really isn't a lot to talk about. There's not an investigation about stuff that's not even being reported on.
No arrest. Like,
They've said no criminal charges will be brought. So why are we even talking about
it? And when you know the NFL, when they're not even suspending you for it, then you really didn't do anything wrong.
With this top 10,
most exciting.
Not top 10 players, not the best players. Just the most exciting college football players. And even this list is still wrong.
Very.
So which one are we doing? Are we doing most exciting or best?
First, let's just read this and make fun of it.
Number one is okay.
Reggie Bush. Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to speak up for him, okay? I'm going to say that this list, he's just naming 10 guys. He can't be naming them in sequential order.
Reggie Bush is, I mean, that would be the first person when you say exciting. That would be the first person I would think of.
He's
up there, but I like Pete. I like Percival. I like a couple other guys. Saquon Barkley was exciting for the couple clips that I saw, but I didn't watch Penn State football enough.
He wouldn't have been in my top 10.
Christian McCaffrey for the few clips I saw.
He wouldn't have been in my top 10.
Yeah, I'm with you. Johnny Manziel, Lamar Jackson. Now, I'm going to tell you why. This is controversial. Why Lamar Jackson probably wouldn't be in my top 10.
I'm not sure he'd be in mine, so I'm interested in hearing this.
Minus the Florida State destruction, Lamar Jackson was 8-5 that year.
Yes.
He was the most – he was exciting, but he wasn't, like, dominant as everybody remembers.
But when he had the ball, he was must-watch.
And that year was a down year. It's kind of like, no offense to Tebow. Tebow got his stat, but like that year, just nobody really came up and took it with Lamar Jackson, in my opinion. Just my opinion.
Number 7 is the worst.
This is terrible. This really disqualifies.
So you're reading
the,
his?
Yeah, this disqualifies doing? The list.
Okay.
Braxton Miller.
What?
I've never heard anybody just say, whew, I played football because of Braxton Miller. Remember that Braxton Miller jersey that you had?
Really?
Remember you went on Christmas Day? You were mad at your parents if they didn't get you Braxton Miller picture signed? No, nobody does.
I'd rather have a Cardell jersey than a Facts. Braxton jersey.
Oh, Michael, 12 gauge? Heck yeah.
Michael Vick. I'm with you on Michael Vick. Peter Warwick, fan of the show. All in on Peter Warwick. This right here is enough to actually get him arrested instead of Von Miller.
Okay.
Jabril Peppers.
What?
Now, there does deserve to be a Michigan Wolverine to be on this list.
Maybe a Heisman winner?
Well, yeah, Woodson, but not this guy.
He was the most over. Jabril was the most overrated player in college football at that time. ESPN would talk about him like he was some special thing. Like, oh my God, they put him in the backfield. They hand him the ball like three times a game. Okay, cool. He's a safety. But number two is the worst.
Tavon Austin.
It's his own list, so he put himself in there.
So if I'm just going to rattle off names. I'm not ranking these, but let me just get y'all's opinion. I'm going to say a name. Y'all tell me if he should be on the list. Vince Young.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely.
Desmond Howard.
Yes.
Right. Peter Warwick, I'll go with you there. If I'm saying exciting football players, like exciting, you got to put like Ike Hilliard, Rito Anthony.
I'm not mad at
those
you
dudes
that.
Were, you could even go because of punt returner ability, like Jaquez Green, something like that.
I'm not mad at you. You know what I mean? Any of those.
When I think exciting.
I would say all three of them collectively.
Cam.
As a group.
Yes.
Cam,
definitely. I could see Johnny Manziel. He was exciting.
Yes.
Tebow's.
Not exciting.
He was.
I would say even Cam's offense. Not
but I'm
that
with
exciting.
You. But I'm with
Cam
you.
Cam was great, offense but was he was exciting? Exciting?
I said the offense was exciting.
I put Percy he as exciting before exciting. I put.
Yes.
Exactly. Just like Mike Vick's, their offense wasn't right. exciting. Mike Vick was exciting because every play, every time he touched the ball, it could be a big play.
But to your point about Lamar.
Rocket Ishmael is a guy.
Yes. Who, to your point about Lamar, all those guys we're talking about had a huge moment in a huge game. Vince Young, Reggie Bush, Percy Harvin, Peter Warwick, like all those guys.
Here's why Vince Young is one of the most disrespected GOATs. Because on a stage where he should have got the Heisman that year, he went up against two Heisman Trophy winners on one of the best teams in college football and was the most dominant player on that team. I mean, dominant person on that field. That touchdown that he scored at the end isn't iconic.
Oh, yeah.
And it hurts me to say because that was like my era. I shouldn't be like fanboying over a
That's
guy.
That's the best game I've ever seen.
But that guy right so there fun. Was again when like there aren't very many other guys that can say that. Like they played against two Heisman. They're on the other side of the ball, but like that offense had the two current Heisman Trophy winners, like back to back.
I'm gonna give you a. Well, dark horse.
Well, hold on. Before you, okay, go ahead.
By
go
the
ahead.
Way, Miami, Devin Hester deserves
Yeah, I was going to say, who's Miami's most exciting player?
But my favorite quarterback in the last, like, 20 years to watch. I'm not saying he belongs on this list. He would belong on mine. Pat White.
Okay.
Pat White and Devine, what was his name?
Noel Devine.
Like, them together should be on the
Hands
list.
Hands down, almost any professional athlete that you asked that came out, like, around my time, if you asked them who's the greatest Who has the greatest high school highlight film? They would tell you Noel Devine has it. They'll say really? Now they'll say Reggie Bush is right after that. But go if you want something to go look at, Google his highlight film. It is bananas. Didn't give Florida State that guy either.
So is Peter Wart the most exciting Florida State player ever?
Yes.
You think Devin Hester's most exciting?
My bad. No. He's not the most exciting.
I'm saying in college, not.
No. Yeah. Deion in college. Deion? Deion's the only person I've ever. And again, so this is going to sound different than the last time I talked about Deion. Deion, the player, is amazing. Deion literally at Clemson, behind, looked at the crowd and said, I'm about to return this punt in the end zone and returned it. And the only thing that got close to touching him was a big old can, a big old soda that a fan threw from the stands at him.
That's a good throw.
It was solid, dude. Like it didn't hit him, but it like hit right in front
there.
Of him.
You know who's underrated as exciting in Gator history? It's Fred Taylor. Because of that offense he was on, like they were so explosive. But Fred Taylor was like a dude that he'll go 40 on you, and you don't realize how good of a run it is till you watch the replay. Like, he shook four people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he made it look so smooth and so easy that it didn't seem that exciting at the time, like, live. I would have to say Florida history's probably Percy. Percy was the one dude that every time he touched it, you thought, this got a chance.
Percy was so good that let them tell it, the story. Like, Cam Cam Newton tell her that Dan Mullen's over there just drawing a play in the sand.
Yeah.
And he scores a touchdown on it.
Yeah. So you would say Treon's not in the
list. He's just off, just outside of it.
Why Treon is the most disrespected Gator in history.
Hey, beat Georgia. No. Why are these guys, why did these guys go to West Virginia as I'm watching this Noah Devine?
That was Rich Rod, right?
It was.
Yeah, Rich Rod is a damn good coach.
There was another, there was a kid a couple years ago that went to Texas A&M that I don't know what happened to him. He was a receiver. I need to look him up.
You mean top 10 Texas A&M?
Because he was like, that the Noah Devine kid, he was like a high school version of him. He was so stinking good, and I never heard from him again. But I don't know. I'd have a hard time coming up with the whole top 10. Because our list would be...
Johnny Manziel, you said that. I didn't even think about him. He has to be on the list.
I think here's the problem with lists like that, that don't take into consideration time periods. And I know it's difficult to do all of that. But there are some, like if you grew up now, or not even now, like let's say.
I just thought of one.
Let's say if you grew up 6 years later than me. Let's say you're 1990. You're not going to really remember.
That's me.
Coming, you're not gonna really remember. ABC.
I don't remember Deion in college.
So Deion, I didn't watch Deion. I was told about Deion, but I knew enough about him in the NFL to go back and watch. But like Rocket Ishmael,
yep.
Charles Woodson.
I'm gonna give you one right now that nobody's gonna put on.
Desmond Howard, the Nebraska teams.
Desmond Howard.
That Tommy Frazier.
I didn't watch
Tommy Frazier should be top five of that list.
Like exciting players. Like
that's what people say.
That's not as high, but just. Like Warwick Dunn was such a great player. Like all the, if you go look at all the highlights he had in college, and he was so small, he run through the tackles, or
just
when he hit
Florida.
When he hits the sideline and he has that really weird wide gate stride thing that nobody can catch. Like Anquan Boldin is probably I'd say that's the best athlete that I've ever played with, or like Sean Taylor was it was exciting but not electric.
Yeah, it's hard for defensive players to crack the list.
That's what I'm saying. If it's defensive player, they have to be a punter.
Julius Peppers.
Julius
Peppers.
Forget the freak.
Yeah, Javon Kearse. Yeah, but I think Julius Peppers, just because he was all – it was North Carolina. Like, he was the
feature.
Right,
he was the guy.
Julius Peppers in college was absurd.
Clowney.
Clowney was just that one play, though.
Yeah. Oh, he killed it. There was that one year where he took, like, a whole year off.
Yeah.
But I believe it was his sophomore year. He was just a monster.
I mean, that one play is
that one
iconic,
play was iconic.
ESPN got some traction out of that.
He got a
play.
Great jump on the play, and that just
– Well, and the whole thing before what had happened and all that. Like, it was the play before that – what was it? It should have been a fumble.
And
no,
then,
they gave him a first down when it was short. It was one of those where they measured, and it was like this short, but they gave him the first down.
And he's like, just give me the ball.
I just know when he hit that guy, that was just –
Oh, everybody prayed for the guy.
That was terrible. Like, there's nothing you can do in that situation.
There's always somebody on this list, though. I need to look at the text line that we miss. That's the obvious.
Oh yeah, fair.
You know, somebody says Ed Reed. Was Ed Reed like that?
I mean, Ed Reed was one of the best defensive players I've ever seen. People that say that Sean Taylor was better than him in college, I don't know about that.
Jameis Winston's not on this list. Like somebody said, Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston was a dang good player.
I know who is on the
but
list.
But that's like Danny Werfel's not on this list. Jameis may have been. But Danny Werfel is a hell of a player. He's not on this list.
You can be a great player without being an exciting player.
Right. Correct. Seeing who else. Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook was pretty dang exciting.
Jameis was a good quarterback. He wasn't exciting. Ed Reed was exciting. Greg Jones wasn't exciting. Exciting, but Greg Jones had a very
he was just powerful beast.
He put a guy in orbit.
Yeah.
I was there.
I didn't see Emmitt Smith in college. I don't remember Emmitt Smith in college, so I don't know.
Dalvin Cook, you're right.
Oh, I got a good one.
Right
Bo Jackson.
Dalvin. You're right. Bo, yeah. What? Yeah.
I mean, the videos of Bo Jackson running people over are epic.
Yeah, Speedy Noyle is who I was talking about. Texas A&M.
Okay,
that's exactly.
I remember the name. I don't
Speedy
remember.
Speedy Noyle,
dude. Look at it.
Remember
Google,
Speedy Claxton?
Google his highlights. It was stupid in high school. I would have bet anything he was going to win in high school. Oh, Darren McFadden is a good one.
Speedy Noyle played in Canada.
Darren McFadden is a dang good one, Cody.
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Speedy Noyle has been arrested on assault charges. It's a shame.
Randy Moss, text line says Barry Sanders again.
But see, even with that, and I'm not like saying anything bad about that, but like just we know Randy. We can remember a ton of plays in the NFL with Randy Moss, but because he played at Marshall, it was so small. Yeah. Very few people know.
Like, were they even on TV?
There's a couple ESPN highlights that he had that I do remember, but it's nothing like.
Here's the obvious one we're missing. Herschel Walker.
Yep.
Herschel Walker, yeah. Bo Jackson.
Jerome Bettis, was he exciting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, college?
Herschel Walker may be at the top of that list.
Steve, I wonder what Steve McNair's highlights really did look like.
At Alcorn State?
At Alcorn State.
I bet he was destroying people.
Because he finished third in the Heisman, right? Yeah.
Which, by the way, what?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't even know they were allowed to be in the Heisman race.
Yeah.
I got to get my hands on the Cam Newton Junior College highlights, the year from between Florida and
that's interesting because he won the Heisman for them.
Yeah,
for
they won every game by like 1,000 points.
By the way, 687, happy birthday! It's his 30th birthday.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yes, happy birthday, 687. Amp Lee.
Yeah, but I don't. But he's not like he's not.
Somebody says Leonard Fournette.
Come on, dude.
Top Charlie 10. Ward was fun to watch. Was he exciting?
Yeah.
He was fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's almost too smooth to be exciting. You know what I mean?
He was. Like, he's dropping back. And then he was the first, like, not first real, but, like, spread offense scrambling threat. And he's jumping over piles.
Mm-hmm.
Not diving, like running
yeah.
and hurtling over piles. Like, in Tallahassee, like, you know those bushes that you have? Like, some places,
yeah.
like, kids are running and pretending and then jumping over the bush. Like they're Charlie Ward.
He was just so smooth, he almost put you to sleep.
Out of some of the defensive players we've said, the name that keeps coming up on Twitter is Honey Badger.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Derrick Henry, no.
Not in college.
He's got crazier NFL plays than college plays.
Yeah, Reggie Bush was the first person we said. Somebody said, did y'all say Reggie Bush?
Yeah, yeah,
right. O.J. Simpson.
I'll take your word for it. In
yeah, that was a long time ago.
Another one bites the dust. They all do, OJ.
Dory Jackson. Somebody says James Coleman.
Oh, well, absolutely.
I had a couple. I've got 10 exciting plays, but not enough to make me in the top 10.
947 says Mac Jones. He put his list together. Mac Jones, Cam Newton, Herschel Walker, Tommy Frazier, Johnny Manziel, Mike Vick, Steve McNair, Ricky Williams, Jerome Bettis, Reggie Bush. I feel like he felt like he needed to put one white guy. Oh, no, Johnny Manziel's in there. Johnny Manziel's in there.
Who's the most exciting Sports Den related guest of all time? Mm. So we have like Mac, Ian,
Cliff. Oh, you're talking about like out of the kids
or
that
just
we've been
anybody? Wims.
That we've had on the show or that
Connor
we just,
Slomka.
That we're just close
oh, we
to.
Haven't had Mac on the show.
No, we have.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You gotta. Quantify that.
Probably Calais.
Well, no, if it was just, well, if it's on the show, Calais, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, how we doing?
Calais is just, dude, like, nah, man.
You know what's crazy about Calais?
I'm glad he's not here.
He wasn't even a freak like that at Miami.
Nah, he wasn't. But he was definitely like that in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, he was a freak when he walked up to do that interview with
us. Like, JJ, have you ever seen me, like, back up on somebody? Like,
he's a big boy.
That was so funny.
Like,
how big is he?
Like, dude.
Oh, God. You can't even imagine. Like, it's his hands.
Yeah, his hand shook the middle of my forearm.
So, Pro Football Reference has him listed at 6'8", 3 bills exactly.
Easy.
This is
a good one right here,
bro. He's over three bills.
This is a good one by 885, DeAnthony Thomas.
He was sick.
Yeah.
Oregon, right?
Yep. Brandon James. Not on that list, but he was
Leon
exciting.
Leon was exciting, but not after this. They messed us up our senior year, man. Like, he should have flourished even more. Junior year, though, Leon should have bounced, man. Like, Leon had almost he had over like 1,300, 1,400 all purpose. I think he was like 10 yards shy of 1,000 yards rushing.
Who's the best Florida State running back
of all time?
Yeah,
Dalvin Cook.
Okay, wow.
Wow, that
wow.
easy to say?
Yeah. It was Warwick Dunn for all that time, but what Dalvin did in his 3 years, man. He has the most rushing yards, so
okay.
You've got that part, but like watching Dalvin, I feel Dalvin deserved the national championship. That's how good he is.
It's another good one, Ricky Williams.
Yeah. Ricky Williams.
He was such a workhorse.
Ricky Williams was cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, keep texting them in. We're getting behind. But keep texting them in. We'll get to whatever's next.
Isn't it funny how people love these dumbass segments? It's just like, Hey, college football from history. Who do you like?
I know on a Friday night we just got like 200 texts.
And you know what we said we
don't
do?
I like it too, though.
You know what? We don't do lists. List radio is awful. But this was good. This was good. This was not dummy. No, we really used to pick on people about list
radio. Okay, 528. You can have Joe Burrow.
Oh, no.
He can be on 528's list.
He was amazing. And one of the best seasons I've ever seen. But, I mean, exciting.
It's caught up in the moment. Okay, what we got? We got to do one more.
Of course,
Adrian Peterson.
How did that not make the list?
Let's go back to man problems. Let's talk about Daniel Snyder.
Oh, he's got problems.
Okay, I don't know about this.
Yeah,
y'all are gonna have to educate me. We'll do that coming up next.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Sports Den brought to you by TheHumidor.com. Type in Sports Den at checkout. Get 20% off. Go to ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. It's too late now, but if you go to the one in the Town Center, I think it opens at 10. Go there. Try to reach for the top shelf. They'll put you on their shoulders and make sure that you get what you need to get.
588 just texted us. The most exciting college football players of all time. The list that y'all were
we're done.
We already went through that list. We already talked about how Austin's.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about to answer the question that JJ posed to us, who is the best person that's been on our show? Well, it's the guy's on the list.
Right.
I said he's a friend, and I actually even said he's a friend of the show in this. I said it's one Peter Warwick.
Yeah.
Santana Moss was pretty exciting, right?
Oh, I wasn't here for that.
You know what? That may be the most exciting.
Was so nasty Miami in college.
Santana Moss was nice. Santana Moss also has he played for the Washington football team. And
he had a great NFL career.
Great NFL career and great relationship with Dan Snyder. Might want to back off a little bit right now.
Because we
had him on, and remember he was talking very glowingly about
Well, he was Dan. Working for him.
Well, okay, fair. Yeah. Fair. Smart. Don't get fired on account of us. That's something that we always tell people. The NFL alleged to have come to a decision about what they wanted to do with the Washington football team.
Okay.
In regards to one Daniel Snyder. It was said that they had pros that he should sell the football team based upon all of the different things that they have done with the sexual assault.
It's not been a good year for Daniel. Yeah.
Dan, and this kind of a theme that I might go back to if we have time. About nerds in sports.
Okay.
Dan didn't go down swinging. And this might have been, now the NFL is denying.
He didn't go down swinging?
No, he's going down swinging.
Okay.
But the NFL is denying that this report came down. Hold on, let me make sure I'm reading this. Yeah, so according to 106.7, The Fan in D.C., the NFL had a 130-page report that recommends owner Daniel Snyder to sell the team. According to Jonathan Jones of CBS, an NFL spokesperson calls the report absolutely false and says that the league has received no such report. Typically, when it's like a number like that, that's pretty like telling, right?
Wasn't there a rumor of Bezos buying the team?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Bezos.
Bezos.
The Washington Respect Amazons? Your overlord.
My Washington bad. Amazons?
Or his wife? Ex-wife?
Yeah. Now, when I said nerds go down swinging, sometimes the best, I think I've said it before about coaches and people, like, you got to have somebody vouch for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If nobody vouches for you, that lets me know that you're probably a terrible person. Chris Doyle, the minute that something came out, not a player ever came out and said, nah, man, that's not the Coach Doyle that I know. He's made me a better man, blah, blah, blah. Stuff happens with Urban Meyer. All these guys come out and say Urban Meyer has been like a father to me.
Right.
Or blah, 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 a whole bunch of other words that they embellish. Well, kind of happened with Snyder. There was a flock of women that went to Twitter.
Oh, that's good.
Allegedly.
What do you mean?
Whitney Gungor at Gungor Whitmore, or Whitmore Gungor. It's a lady. Looks like a lady.
Whitney Gungor?
That sounds like a character from Lord of the Rings.
Might be. I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. At Washington NFL is doing what needs to be done in the NFL. Basically applauding what he's done. That's a lady. Nina Coker 3. I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Washington NFL is doing what needs to be done in the NFL.
No, he did not make fake accounts.
Paxion.
This sounds very FSU-ish.
Krusen. I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. And Washington NFL is doing what needs to be done in the NFL.
It's called parallel thinking, people.
Pittson Bergdahl. I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Washington. Let's see, is there more? Oh, got those two double sends. Rosa Widowson. Okay. Switches up. Washington NFL, be the change you want to see in the world. Diversity, I see you at NFL with the Washington. Saying the NFL, the Washington football team is doing what they need to do.
Well, that one seems real.
Okay, Washington at Washington NFL, be the change you want to see in the world. Diversity, I see you. Marsha Pick. Okay, Washington NFL, be the change. Shed edits designer. Shed edits designer. Okay, Washington NFL. Not retweets. These are original tweets.
This is true. You're not like this is confirmed. This is
dude.
That was like
this
when
was on Barstool. Like Barstool's outed them. Now, you want to know what's interesting about all of these women that are coming to the defense
that don't have any followers?
Are all in different places of the world.
Just created their account.
Different ethnicities that all have the exact same thing. Like they all came because it happens. Mm-hmm. I've had the same idea and my tweet came out and it looked like somebody else. You know, it happens. We all watch the same show. We all were inspired, right? This doesn't typically happen. They're all not created in October 2020.
Oh, jeez. So they're bots.
This is what happens. They, it's probably a company hired by Dan Snyder in Washington.
But I'm saying they're the nerd used the technology, but didn't think like it makes me. It's very American because what happens with capitalism? There's a problem. And for the problem, you present the solution and you charge for the solution. Got no quarrels with that. What you should have, though, is a group of bots that are all made at different times. You're just like right now, you should have a fresh.
Ready to go for
fresh
whatever.
Fresh 100 that are various races, ethnicities in different areas. And you just keep amassing these over the next 5 years. And then somewhere down the line, you start unleashing these things.
Yeah.
But you got to mix
it up. In fact,
you
make them all, like, go ahead and create them and make them all have an agenda now.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you create it now, give them some personality, get some followers behind them so that when somebody comes to, let's say, again, Coleman Management Group, and says, James, I got a, Dan comes to me, James, I got a problem. They say, I need some Indians to say, you know, that, I'm not racist for my team. Yeah. I heard your dad said you guys are Blackfoot.
I got 7,000 Sioux right now. Fake Sioux ready to go.
Not a problem. Blackfoot Nation is behind you, homie. I got 7,000 Blackfoot accounts, activist accounts that are going to come and say, Dan Snyder.
Chief J.J. LaSelva.
It's going to cost you now.
Yes. Oh, it's seven figures.
Chief Running Black.
I agree with everything Dan Snyder's done.
At Running Black 3-6.
Daniel Snyder has done so many things to help
is
Blackfoot
that your
Nation.
Accent? Oh my God!
I don't know how they
That's
sound.
That's terrible.
I don't know.
Like, he went Sammy Sosa. Baseball has been very, very good to me.
Hey, Indians were in Hispanic countries too, man. We don't know.
That's
what
true.
These,
That's
what
actually
happened.
True.
But my point is that it was so bad, and I expect more of nerds when they use technology like this.
Mix it up a little bit. Like, but doesn't that remind you of the Florida State kids? After this controversy this summer, they were all tweeting out the exact same
but
thing.
The one thing I will say about this, and I did say the first thing was like, yo, check Mark safe. Mark safe from the COVID scare.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. But like, at least if these people were all women in the Washington football team organization, it would make more sense. They're pretending that these are different people, man.
People at all. They're pretending they're actual people.
I'm looking something up here. I'm just curious. Daniel Snyder bought the Washington football team for $800 million.
He's going to get a good flip.
He's going to get $2 billion,
right? I was about to say, minimum.
Easy $2 billion.
Probably he had to sell a – wow, I didn't know this. He had to sell a 35% stake because he had a $340 million loan he couldn't pay. So he had to sell a 35% ownership stake in 2003. Whoever bought that is about to get.
So he can actually, in theory, just go and sell it to somebody else. Sell it to his already – but no, because they got to get everybody. They probably want all the ownership out.
Yeah. I would think. I mean,
but the thing is about this. Now, don't get me wrong. $2.23 billion, whatever it comes out to be, is good because Washington, where it's at, is going to be, is going to command a good price. But there's only 31 people that own these. Like, it's not a, it's about the money, but they've made their money other places. It's about owning
status.
People. Yeah, status. Like, that's what it comes down to. I learned that. Really, I started learning that with the guy with the who owned the Clippers.
Oh,
it wasn't about selling the team.
What was his name?
Yeah, Donald
Sterling.
So like he was like one. He was death was around the corner. Mm-hmm. Like he like Bone Thugs and Harmony. Remember Crossroads when mm-hmm. the guy did the Uncle Charles? He sees that guy every day. He walks by him getting coffee. He knows he's not going to ever be able to spend that money, but to have these people be able to do whatever he wants them to do, that is intoxicating. I'm not even judging. If I had that kind of money, I would like to be able to do that.
Who's I'm
wondering. And you're probably thinking about your legacy a lot at that point.
Oh, like, there's no doubt. Yeah. There's no. I mean, when you hear Donald Sterling, you don't think of anything except
you don't think of any of the many lawsuits that he got for racial discrimination with houses and stuff. Like
none of that would have been brought to the forefront.
Though I will say that because what would have been brought to the forefront is the fact that as bad as he was, he won like back to back NAACP like Image Awards in LA.
Did he really?
Something. Yes, it was so funny that that's what got him out.
Wow,
black people
are
for sale, man. I'm here to tell you, man. Like it's not hard to get some guys in your corner. You just
somebody
gotta have
was telling me on Twitter. That one of the minority owners has already tried to oust him with the Washington football team.
Maybe he dropped the news to the radio station.
Maybe it's actually his bots and he knew that they were going to get caught. And this would be what.
Now, that's what I'm shocked I don't see. That's why I'm shocked I don't see more with rich people is that they just set other rich people up.
Well, dude, I know you guys don't follow European football, but Barcelona.
You mean soccer?
Yes, Barcelona. Which is like, you know, top five biggest club in the world in any sport. The president and a lot of the people in the front office were paying one of these firms to make fake tweets and articles and all this stuff talking badly about players still on the team, like Messi and all them. It would be like if Shad Khan hired a firm to make fake bad stories about like Trevor Lawrence and all these players. So like, they would be worth less money and they wouldn't have to pay him as much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You would think more people would.
Oh, they're doing that, man.
James may have a good business plan.
How do we get
in on
this?
I'm really about to start doing that.
I want to slander as many people as possible.
Ooh, I never thought about using it for my power for good. I
mean, you could have.
Oh, exactly. I've been doing it my whole life.
There's plenty of people I want to slander. If I could get bots to do it, it doesn't get back to me.
They make this software. Like, this software was presented to me last week about, like, it's an autoresponder to text messages.
Yeah.
For business text messages. Okay. You can do the same thing with Twitter. Like, it searches, it sees something, it automatically responds. Like, it's just, I bet you that software's out
there's
there.
There's got to be, because
technology's got to be out
what
there.
What was the TV show about the black woman that was getting smashed
Oprah.
By the president?
Wow, I haven't seen that.
Scandal, yeah. Like, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, that was such
that?
A good show.
No, the Scandal was...
No, it was a good
Scandal
show.
Scandal was House of Cards for stupid people.
No, it was not.
Was it on Netflix
it was a lady who was a fixer, but she was fixed. She was fixated on the president splitting her in half. That's what happened. Every episode,
you didn't watch the whole thing.
Every episode that I
watched,
she was on either a conference table or something.
You did not watch the whole thing.
He was not loving.
Were the sex scenes very?
It was as graphic as you could have on ABC.
Oh, it was on ABC.
Yeah,
or one of them. I don't know. I'm gonna give you.
Yeah, it was.
I know it wasn't CBS because CBS only hires bad actors.
It's on Hulu now.
Scandal with. Oh, you know why?
Kerry Washington.
Created by Shonda Rhimes, who makes Grey's Anatomy.
I'm telling you, this was a good show.
Anyway.
You got to watch the whole thing.
Bottom line is, she's a fixer.
Seven
seasons,
count me out.
124 episodes.
She was a fixer. She was able to get things, like, make things happen.
Who is beautiful, by the way. She's in Django.
She is?
Yeah.
The first movie I remember in is Why Did I Get Married? With Chris Rock. It was like a spoof thing. She was the woman that got Chris Rock, like had him all sprung. Anyways, we got to go, man. We got 8 o'clock coming up next.
Oh, jeez. Caught me off guard.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
Gotta let it breathe. It's Friday. Tomorrow's Saturday. We're gonna hang out. You're gonna chill. No need to go into the weekend mad or angry. Let all of that hate out. Just like I did in the first break. I mean, the first segment. Let it all out. Right now we got, I don't know how long, we run over breaks all the time anyway, but basically if you got some stuff, we've seen some people use the text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures to let it out. 8 o'clock brought to you each and every night by us. I want to get Cody in real quick. Cody's 8 o'clock is, since it's Petty Fridays, you guys are always saying the best talk happens on break or this is for the break. So can we get an OnlyFans put up already so we can hear the break?
Man, we're trying to keep a job. Although the OnlyFans probably would pay us more.
Yeah, I just like if you guys like, we can't get you guys to share the Facebook page, the live. How in the hell do you think we're going to actually be able to afford a show if we go OnlyFans?
And
for
to
five
be fair,
bucks?
Tonight hasn't even really been that interesting off the air. We've just been chilling.
I don't think we said anything.
We're mostly just looking at shark videos,
just sharks and stuff.
Yeah, and floating ships.
Oh. Yeah. Sometimes I wish the show was visual. We could like throw up the graphic.
That's really so.
We could.
This is
I just
be
have
awful
to have. We have to have
say.
Another person on the laptop, right. Like basically manning that. We could do the live stuff. That's a lot of work, though.
Yeah,
and
it's
I
hard.
Won't say what I was going to say.
Well, say what you're going to say. Maybe somebody will
say
volunteer.
What you need to say.
I want a different studio.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Well,
now we're about to get fired. Thank you, Denny.
I mean, what it is, what it is.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
I do want a window in this.
A different studio.
I want a different studio. Jeez. I mean, we can have it on 1010, but, like, then we can stream to YouTube, and there's actually – I've got the TV. I've got it right. I've already got it. Like, we can put it right there. We can cast whatever we want to cast to it. Like, that's the future. We're behind
that's
the times
present.
Here.
If you watch any YouTube videos, that's how it works.
The future is us in their living room.
Yeah, literally.
Basically what you say.
Our deep-faked a hologram sitting next to them.
I mean, that's where I'm going. That's where this show's going.
Okay. Deepfakes.
People need
that.
To
holograms.
Get on board with that.
I want to follow up on a 8 o'clock from the other day.
I like the follow up.
My guy's not canceled, but he is suspended without pay, I believe, if I remember correctly. The Creighton coach?
Yeah, Doug McDermott's dad. I don't know what his name is.
That's
Craig.
Craig, okay. McDermott.
Craig. I know Doug.
Dad.
He's in the NBA.
Just the way you said.
I'm taking a stance that's different from people my complexion right now. And I get what he said was stupid. It was wrong. I'm with
this
that.
This is the plantation, right?
Yeah, the plantation.
I don't even know if there's black people out there saying that he needs to be fired.
It's people. Like, I've seen them. And I'm kind of like, I normally agree with them. I don't really feel like having that conversation. Like, so I just be like, whatever. But, like, my man has been overly – like, you know, I hate when people apologize. I actually felt like he was
He's going
sorry.
Too far.
Like,
the apology.
He took ownership. Like, he said, man, you know what? Shoot.
He said, I will step down.
Wait a minute.
He said that. I'll resign if I need
okay,
to.
Okay, that's too far.
Yeah.
Right. Like, see, this is that's the stuff I have a problem. Like, I ain't asked you to, like, do that, dude. I take complete ownership for what I said and what my actions and things. That's like, okay, like, all right. My man got it. Stall him out. Slap him on the wrist. Don't do it again. Don't
Did anybody come to his defense?
That part I don't know. I don't know what – no players. I don't really know how
I haven't been following it
He has African-American assistant coaches and players.
Yeah. I wanted to have it. Nah, that might – maybe they've been like, yo, you've been saying borderline stuff for years,
and we've been talking about the you've been talking about the plantation for 6 years.
You can't
years.
Get enough of this plantation.
Yeah, like,
coach.
Dude, like, right. we've had it up to here about the plantation, dude. We don't like being on these things, but we fought a war about this, man.
No, from everything I've heard, he's a fine guy.
Yeah, like, it seems like people like him, but, like, you know – all right, he got that.
How long are they suspending him? I got to look up their record.
It's the conference championships coming up soon.
Like right now.
So, like, if they're not any good, this is like.
Oh,
like,
you know what? They're good.
They're good?
Yeah, it looks like they're ranked.
He'll be back for the tournament. They ain't going to let him.
There's a 14 next to their name.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, they're not going to let him just sit down.
Unless
out.
That means they're the 14th seed in their conference tournament.
No.
That's terrible.
Yeah. They're 17-7, second in the Big East.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Which, they're in the Big East? What happened to the Big East?
Big East is
Villanova, Creighton, UConn, Seton Hall, St. Joe. So there's a
that
few.
Used
of them.
They all the went best to, conference tournament.
They all went like half the Big East that wanted ACC. To play football went to the AAC.
Oh, the AAC. And yeah. So the Big East now is just Catholic schools.
Just basketball.
Yeah, it's all Catholic schools.
The Big East. Well, that was the one at Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah, it used to be the best.
See, this is we got on IG. You guys got go look. We've talked about Les Miles. We talked about Les Miles for 20 minutes yesterday.
Yes.
It was good. Les Miles is getting treated. He's getting treated the way he deserves to be treated for being a creep.
Do you people not have any, like, do y'all not listen to every minute of our show? What is wrong with y'all?
We break it up into segments. You don't have to listen to everything.
No, I want it live.
Okay. Yeah.
Talk about Les now.
And Miles even does this thing with like little background, little
Miles
backdrops.
Miles is working.
And like for 30 seconds, you can hear exactly what I feel.
I put my phone down for about 10 minutes and I pick it up and there I've been tagged in 13 Sports Den and I love it. Like
they
Miles
come in
is
bunches.
working.
Yeah. I'm just joking, which is like, we've talked, trust me, Les Miles let us in. Does anybody else have any other news?
I do.
Okay.
I have an important 8 o'clock.
Ooh.
It's the deep fake world. We talked a little bit about it during the break. I wanted you guys to see the video before we talked about it. Tom Cruise deep fake. So there's a guy who is a Tom Cruise impersonator already.
Oh, man.
So he's got his mannerisms down.
Really weird.
But then technology was added to put Tom Cruise's face and voice into the video. And if you watch it, dude, if you don't know that you're looking for a fake video, you would never know this is Tom Cruise. And this isn't Tom Cruise. This isn't going to stop with him. It makes me think, like, who have we been watching that's actually been dead this whole time? Or that's, like, not even a real person?
I got a bigger question.
Biden.
Yeah, I was going to jump in, but I don't want to get zapped.
But like the technology is so crazy, I don't know what to believe anymore. Honestly, is Urban the coach of the Jags? I don't know.
Who only that the coach
is messed up.
Who
yeah,
would be a
up.
Tom Cruise in person? What was the last thing Tom Cruise
yeah,
was in?
Yeah, he must have started that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise was in the Mission Impossible series.
I mean, he was a good actor when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, it was like early, not kid, not really a kid, like early college student.
Let's see. Tom Cruise, IMDb.
I don't know what he's done recently.
Which, by the way, speaking of
Top Gun
action movies.
Out?
Oh, yeah.
Please. Oh, that's my.
Have
really...
you seen the new Michael B. Jordan?
That's my hate o'clock.
Jason Bourne knockoff?
Michael B. Jordan's. Oh, no, it's not. It's like a Jason Bourne movie.
It looks
right?
badass, yeah, but yeah. It's basically the same plot as Bourne. Mission Impossible 8 is filming right now.
Oh, God.
Top
I really
Gun
don't like
is,
Michael B. Jordan as an actor. I used to think he reminds me of Nick Cannon. I don't bother me.
But I'm serious. I think Top Gun was supposed to come out, but COVID.
Yeah, they pushed it back.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't want Top Gun remade. I'm mad about Coming to America being remade.
Apparently, it sucks.
Yeah, it looked bad. I told people
it's
was going to stink because of the just looking at the previews. I'm like, I'm
well,
not.
It's also PG-13.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why?
It's not for kids.
Yeah, I know because. We saw some advertisement about it, and she's like, oh, we should all watch it. I'm like, we can't all watch Coming to America with the kids.
How old is Walker?
10.
When did I watch Coming to America?
And then it said PG-13. I'm like, it can't be the same.
As a black family. Watch Eddie Murphy roll. Actually, now that I think about it,
yeah,
my PG-13. Mom is great as a mother as she is. I watched some questionable stuff. I'm watching Oz with my mom.
My first rated R movie was The Gladiator.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dude. Good. The best.
Mine was RoboCop.
Oh, that's old school.
I remember me and my dad going to see. What was the Eddie Murphy cop? Was it 48 Hours? Another 48 Hours?
48 Hours or Beverly Hills Cop?
Maybe it's Beverly Hills Cop. I don't know. I remember me and my dad going to watch.
48 Hours was pretty. Both of them were pretty good.
Uh-oh.
That was like
we got early. Liberal internet didn't like Coming to America.
That
my Nigerian immigrant mother hated Coming to America. The sequel brought me around to her side.
I don't like that. Wale, what did you think? What did your family think, Wale? Because you're the only...
with the original?
The return of Africa's stereotype-ridden comedy.
See, that? You know what? Anybody writes a think piece except for on men issues. Like, that's what... Don't give me that mess. Everybody likes Coming to America, and if you don't, there's 1,000 other movies that you can go watch that you don't have to write a thing.
Apparently, Allegra Frank's grandmother despised the film.
I don't even know who Allegra
Cody
Frank
asked you a question. What's a movie where the remake or sequel is better?
Godfather. Even though Godfather 1 is so good. Godfather 2 is my favorite. That
much is really, really good.
Because it has De Niro in it. It has like the flashback scene.
Can you think of another one?
Alien 2 people like?
Because it sure is hell ain't the Friday series. They should have stopped.
I've only seen the first one.
Like, Friday 2 is just so much different than the first one.
What was Friday after next? Is that?
That was the third one.
Third one?
So it was next Friday, the Friday.
Oh, I got the perfect one. Empire Strikes Back.
I don't know anything about that.
I've never watched
it. Yeah, disgraceful. Dark Knight. Oh, yeah. Superman 2. I've never seen any. Oh, Black Superman coming.
Is that real?
Yeah. And Black Batman.
Who'll be Black Batman?
I don't know yet.
Is it Idris for both of them? Idris or Michael B. Jordan? I don't like Michael B. Jordan, man. I don't. Why are they making Michael B. Jordan an action hero
he's
now?
He's the guy now.
He did one movie.
Whether you like it or not, he's here.
He did Black Rocky, or whatever that movie was called, and he did Black Panther. And,
oh, did he?
And now all of a sudden he was and that's when I thought he was Nick Cannon, because like he kept doing weird stuff and then like he was a badass in one scene, and then he was like this hip hop African that was going on, and it threw me off, messed the whole movie up. Even though the movie was good.
People like Toy Story 2, okay. Dawn of the Dead, Shrek 2.
Shrek 2 was good.
Is there not a superhero that lives in water?
Yeah, Aquaman.
Aquaman.
They already did that. It was a bomb.
What's our boy's name that just got fired? The strength coach?
Boyle?
Chris Doyle.
Yeah.
If they ever make a black Aquaman, his head's going to explode.
Well, Aquaman is the same, is like a little bit lighter than me.
Because
like, you know how we have this dynamic of white guy and black guy with dreads with his hair kind of?
Yeah.
He looks like
so
that
Mike
guy.
Norvell?
No, he looks like the guy that does the other the same dynamic as us on their radio show.
Oh, gotcha.
That's Aquaman's complexion.
Gotcha. I just Googled
list. He could play Aquaman, actually. Now that I think about it.
I Googled list of superheroes. I had no idea there were this many.
It's a lot of superheroes. Like, everything is a man. There's probably a headphone man.
I have never.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man and the Wasp was good.
The Atom?
Never seen it. The Atom. Like A-T-O-M?
Yeah. There's a superhero called Asterix.
Barry Bonds.
Black Canary?
Black Canary.
Black Canary.
Bird. That's the least cool. Okay. That's got to be the least cool.
Doc Savage?
Superhero name.
I like that. I would love to have a name like that.
Let's see what Doc Savage looks like.
He's a nerd.
No.
I don't even show. He don't have a face.
Yeah, see, no. You go down that rabbit hole. With
Doc Holliday, one of the best movie characters.
Doc Savage is the man of bronze. It looks like He-Man. That's all it is.
A lot of them have similar features to guys who are already popular.
I don't know how y'all get into this stuff. I
hate comic books.
I'm trying.
I only like certain comic books. Like I like Spawn. Trying. I'm shocked you don't like that. It's very dark, JJ.
I like Batman. And I didn't like Batman until they remade when they made those three newest movies. Yeah, like the Dark Knight and all the ones with Christian Bale I love.
Yeah, I don't like the happy-go-lucky Batman.
But I never even saw the Joker.
Even though this Joker, I'm not getting on that train because somebody dies and all of a sudden they're the greatest actor or rapper of all time. Jack was a really good Joker. Like, that dude was freaky.
Have you seen Joaquin Phoenix's Joker? The new one?
Oh, no, I didn't watch that. But I heard it like it kind of humanizes him a little bit because he was like a weirdo.
Yeah, he is like mentally.
And everybody
whatever.
Picked on him, and then he just snapped.
Murdered everyone.
The text line's like teaching me stuff now. Okay. I don't know.
It's about time for once you guys got some
229 hit me with Aquaman's arch enemy is Black Manta, and he's a black guy,
Manta.
And his son is part
like Manta
Atlanta,
Ray.
Who's Aqualad, and he's black as well.
Probably Atlantis is probably what they should have.
Like, I don't know. Atlanta's a pretty
even though
black
Atlanta's
city.
Pretty black. I get it. But it wasn't black when Aquaman first started. Like, it wasn't just known for that.
Christian Bell was the best Batman. Well, people love
definitely. Not, no question.
You
Christian
think 12-6 listens to our show, our Friday shows, or is like a fan, or is like, do people just like.
Slow night. Yeah. He says slow night.
Yeah, like, you obviously don't know what our Fridays are like when we have a Friday show.
Well, this could be a Monday show, too.
Thanks. Chris Doyle Thanks. Looks like Sloth from the Goonies. 480. I don't know who's Sloth.
Speaking of strength coaches, You know the one that the Jags have now, the guy who tackled the guy?
Yeah, the former radio guy.
So he used to hunt wild boars with just a knife.
Oh, I can believe it.
There's photos of him doing it.
I've met with this guy on a couple of occasions.
You know,
I think I respect it.
I respect hunters that do stuff like that or have, like, go hunt a grizzly bear with an original bow and arrow. Don't use your shotgun. That's cheating.
And not a new bow and arrow that you can buy from Black Creek Outfitters. Like, you make it yourself.
No, like, one, yeah.
Make it yourself.
Like, I need to see how good you really can survive in a wild.
Yeah.
Anybody can take a gun and
Anybody can buy a crossbow.
I believe that about the new strength coach.
Because there was a video today going around of an NFL player who I believe is a fullback, and he has a gator on his back. It looks like a 1,000-pound gator. He's walking with it on his back.
Was it live?
With its mouth, like, taped up.
Because I saw a guy just walk in the water and literally just, like, flip a
wrestle
gator.
A gator?
Like, it was the most – it was, like – it just – that stuff baffles me. Man. Like, how could you
– Nature will probably handle that. It'll probably get, like, a manta ray to kill him later.
Can I have a cultural question here? Cultural question? Does anybody mind, like, you guys answer this for me?
Yeah, sure.
Like,
I mean, y'all may yell at each other for cultural.
But it's not one of those.
It's just a really, because JJ probably is just as baffled about this as I am.
Okay.
Just people see deers, and they look docile, but they're aggressive in my neighborhood. They'll walk up, try to feed a deer. They'll see an alligator. They'll try to go do something with an alligator. Go on safaris. Like, go on all these really, really scary things, but won't get gas. At the gate gas station off Moncrief.
And they'll go skydiving.
Okay.
Like, that's scary. Like, you're literally going to danger where you could die.
I'm not going to put up with this.
I'm afraid I'm not going to be lumped in.
You are not going to stereotype me with somebody that plays with alligators.
That's why I said JJ may have similar questions. I don't believe
because
you're
there
like
is
this
some
too,
of us that won't even swim in the ocean, Hack.
Right.
Because they're that scared of sharks.
Dude, I won't swim in the ocean.
I don't swim. I'm that stereotype. Chris Doyle was talking about me.
No, I don't swim in the ocean. So, I'm not like, getting in the ocean.
I didn't get offended because
I don't swim, but I'll go like chest high water and hang out.
I love Trey to death. He has my name. I told him, you go in that ocean if you want to. Whatever
you're on
happens
your own.
To you, that's between God, you, God, and the ancestors. If a shark comes and gets you, I'm going to say, well, now I got to go have another one.
You remember our boy?
I guess I'll start now.
Remember Chad Dennis?
Yeah, the guy who was supposed to do the fat man.
Yeah, he just texted us.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. He just texted us. Something about Maverick. I don't know.
Speaking of sharks, there's video off the Florida coast of thousands of sharks gathering, waiting on spring breakers, people.
That's why I don't go in there. Like imagine we all like Castle Doctrine. We're all 2A guys.
Of course.
If somebody just goes into your living room and starts hanging out, popping beers, having a good time with little like the little floaties, bouncing up and playing music, you're going to shoot them. You're going to be or you're going to at least be a little peeved.
Well, yes.
A shark's chilling
in their
living room.
I'm going to show them what I'm working with. I'm going to let them know. They're not welcome here.
Their bathroom, whatever you want to call it. And all of a sudden, these pale seal-looking things come out to them. And they're splishing and splashing.
Peeing.
Really being rude to their house.
But y'all know they're going to be disappointed this year. Are y'all aware of this? There is no college spring break.
Well, what?
Yeah, watch.
Well, there's a bunch of high schoolers going on spring break starting today.
And there'll be plenty of college kids coming down here. You can believe
that.
They'll
be perfectly fine with taking young tenderonis.
Cody just thought of a new superhero, MFTK man.
Oh, he has a stun gun.
You can see that guy. You can see that guy Saturday. Saturdays at 9 a.m. at UNF football fields.
Do you wear like a visor or... Do you have a coach outfit?
MFTK hat on.
Dude, please start wearing a cape.
A cape?
An MFTK cape.
I would.
Can we get one?
So, time out. I would.
Oh,
because
he's a superhero.
I have an assistant coach this year.
Uh-huh.
He's a former player. I can't do it now. I'm even going to have to tone down. Like, we're going to – it's good. It's going to be good chemistry. But, like, when it's just me, and I'm like –
You're wilding out.
I'm going to wild out. But now I got somebody else. I don't want to embarrass him. And he'd be like, man.
He's professional.
You talk like, –
You're ruining
my
career.
One of the parents on the team talked him into letting his son come on here. He's like, you let this joker talk me into letting this joker coach my son. He's over here saying winners win, and if your dad says it's okay to lose, then your dad's a loser too. Like, he's saying all these things. He's like, I've played in the NFL. This guy got coffee and beignets. Like, what's wrong with this guy? Nah, but I think it's going to be good. But nah, I do have my MFTK cap. when I go to the
good
when I go to the game, so people can know. The referees know. They listen to the show. They always tell me.
What do you get paid to be an I-9 ref? Is it like the full day? You have to work the whole day?
It's 25 an hour, I think, or 30 an hour.
Okay. Man. Probably out there 5 or 6 hours.
You bet. No.
I couldn't do it. But like, come on. Didn't not everybody trains like quarterbacks?
No. Forget that. No. I've been to enough I-9 games where the parents take it way too serious, and the things they say to that official.
Oh, really?
I punch somebody.
Oh, my parents.
Are they younger guys?
My parents don't say that. Nah, it's a couple older guys.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss thing. Like, no, I ain't talking about.
I'm cool with the officials. They are, like, especially when they say they listen to the show. I'm like, well, you just keep listening. Yeah. I was like, because you, and I tell them, you know what's going to, like, if you listen to the show, you know what's going to happen if you get out of line.
Went through Chick-fil-A the other day. Chick-fil-A manager sticks his head out, says, I love y'all show.
Nice. Well, then stop giving me that stepped on ass chicken then.
See.
Give me some real meat.
See, man.
Which Chick-fil-A did you go to so I can know to go see
Tinseltown.
And stop shortchanging me on my fries.
No, it wasn't.
Southside?
No. Town Center.
Stop shortchanging me on my fries, and I wouldn't talk about you so bad. I buy the
red
box.
Sounds like you just need to stop going.
I buy the red box because I want more fries, not less. Anyways, we got to go. We're over.
All right, we do have to go. We got a whole list of things we'll get to.
8 o'clock, don't shortchange me my fries on the red box.
Coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got nothing to do.
You might as well get liquored up and smoke cigars or whatever you need to go. So go to ABC, go to thehumidor.com, type in Sports Den, get all your problems away, have a good weekend, light it up. Or whether you're lighting up a cigar or the stuff that goes with this song, this music a little bit better.
Am I making this up, or don't people like take the tip of the cigar and dip it in liquor?
Some people do.
Or they do it with
with cognac or something like that. Yeah. Everybody has their thing. When you buy the cigars, you can do whatever you want to do, but don't do it around.
That's frowned upon.
Don't do it around real smokers. Mm.
That if I saw somebody do that, I wouldn't know what to think.
I don't know why so I knew that. Weird. I'm not even a cigar guy.
Well, but I know that there's drug addicts that used to dip their cigarettes in
what, PCP?
Something like that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of the stuff, but that's another thing.
Yeah.
PCP causes you to act wild.
Yep.
Speaking of acting wild, we were talking about Little League parents in Pop Warner.
That last break should have been on.
Like, yeah. I am calm, like I said, about my guys. And I didn't realize that, like, are these coaches not controlling their parents, or like parents just don't care? Like, it's I-9. I get it. I want to win too, but like, if I saw you flip out after my team has destroyed your kids, I'm gonna talk to the parent in a certain kind of way of the other team. If that, because these guys are getting paid
I'm
decent,
so
but not that much.
Confused by Little League sports right now. I don't know what's going on with it. Like, I don't know. I was given the example, like, you can go in the city of Jacksonville, there can be 8 different national champions in the same age group. I'm like, how is that possible? Like, how is it that I get on any social media and there's 8 different teams raising money to go to the national championship game? Like, yo, y'all are just getting taken advantage of at this point. If there's 8 different national championships and one of you's playing for it in Orlando and the other one's playing for it in Panama City and the other one's playing for it in Atlanta, like.
Sounds like college football in the 80s.
With the bowl system?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see?
That's actually a really good point.
Did you see Alabama and what they had the nerve to do?
Did they claim another national
title? It's like
title?
The 1941 national championship.
Did they UCF it?
Worse. UCF has a claim, sort of. At least they won all their games.
Okay.
At least they finished the top of their conference. At least they finished the top. Well, they didn't have the divisions in, but the top of their conference. Alabama lost 2 games in conference. And they got named like the Knights of Columbus National Champion or something like that.
I know, I did see. Yeah,
it was some college football home. One of the conglomerates of Fifth Quarter Inc. tweeted this out, and it's one of the national championships that they claim. There were 8. They lost 2 games.
Now
they weren't even the best team in their conference.
So now, what is that 18 that they claim?
I don't know.
You got to remember now that there was a time where news didn't travel so fast. Like, I mean, I'm not saying there was that's
a,
right.
There was a standings that was printed out.
Yeah, in 1941, they were 9-2-0.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Minnesota, the AP national champion, finished 8-0, but did not play a bowl game per Big Ten rules.
The Big Ten always been holding people back, huh?
Dude, it was probably about some dude! So you remember how they were showing us all these pictures from 1918, people wearing masks and all that stuff, and they're like, hey, see, this isn't the first time you wore masks. Do it, stupid. Put it on.
They were wearing masks?
Dude.
In 1941?
No, 1918.
Oh.
Remember all those pictures? Yeah, they were at the Georgia Tech game. What they didn't tell you is that the masks didn't work and that they did it for no reason. They just left that out of the story.
What does this have to do with Alabama?
I think he's just
talking about old stuff.
I was trying to tie it together. Because
you were like, Big Ten's holding him back, and I was thinking about COVID.
Oh, okay.
How Big Ten held.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought it was stupid then too, JJ. I was just like, I'm just tired. If that's what they say we gotta do, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I know. That's how most people felt. I'm just venting.
After moving breaking down an entire 18-wheeler with food
outside
after last Saturday,
hot
wearing that mask. Nah, I'm not wearing the mask at no football game. Like, I'm going to go, unless I'm in the Champions Club living life, that's cool.
And if you're in there, they're not going to make you wear
it. It's air conditioned.
Yeah.
But if I'm in my seats, there's no way in hell I'm doing 90-something degrees with a mask on, man.
Noon kickoff.
I'd rather watch it at the house.
Yeah.
Hey, 528 just texted us, says, I film I-9 football games because my nephew was the quarterback, and he only lost once. And when he did, the other team claimed it so hard, they threw their playbook in the air, ran out to the middle of the field when we went to shake hands. Well, I'm going to go back. I want to ask something.
Wait,
you film? What are you filming? Because
we're going to, especially if Trey's playing quarterback this year, I'm interested.
Are you really? Walker's team played this team this past year who had camera in both end zones.
Wait a minute. You mean film like that? Like they're,
that's
they're
what I'm
like
breaking down.
I thought he was just saying he films it for like Miles films.
Trey. No. This team that Walker played, I'm not kidding you. They had a camera in both end zones, and the coaches had on GoPros. They had on GoPros. All right,
man. Listen.
How old are the kids?
9.
Oh, my
God. Listen, dude. Listen. I'm very into winning.
Uh-huh.
I'm not into winning that much. I'm not breaking down.
They were good.
Game film.
They better be great.
Like, I guarantee you, whoever that coach is, like, give me this. Give me after this spring season when we open up the vertical passing game on this league, and I get it going. I guarantee you, with no film breakdown,
when we open up the vertical passing game?
We've just been going sideline to sideline using our athleticism.
You telling me you got people that can catch in the vertical passing game?
I got kids who can catch. I don't have nobody who can throw. That's why I'm saying
you got kids that can run and catch at the same time.
You have not seen Charles.
Charles, plural.
Charles Mason and Bodie's tired of playing quarterback.
Then you got the all-star team because at that age, Walker was hitting cats in the neck.
If you don't believe me, Trey is still kind of afraid of the ball coming to him. Like, his thing is the running back. But Charles, literally, I could have put Charles up for You Got Mossed because Bodie just kind of like hand grenades it up. Mm-hmm. And Charles is outran it, comes back up to the kid, jumps over the kid, catches it, and then skates off.
Well, he's a baller then.
Yeah.
Because you go to these I-9 games at like that 7, 8, 9, you will see multiple kids take balls in the throat.
You used to say we're cheating because you're only supposed to have one black kid on each
Correct.
Team.
Yes.
We have 7. That was last year. But right now we're adding Austin and so we'll have at least 9.
9 black kids? On one
team? I have 12 on kids on my team. Yeah.
Jeez, dude.
And Jonah's Hispanic.
How you got 12 kids?
I don't know.
How many kids are on the field?
All my only 5, but like everybody wanted to stick together. So I was like, fine.
Deep roster. You don't know with injuries nowadays.
And
my
boy Angelo, I think Angelo, his last name is like, I don't really can't
say. So he doesn't
really
fully count?
He just might be pale. But when Angelo gets it, man, I'm telling you, man. And Bodie's one of the white boys, but Bodie can get it. Bodie's straight adobo.
Well, you
got to
film
it
out. 528 says he'll come film your games.
Oh, well, come
and then
on
he
out.
Sent, yeah. He says give him an email.
All right, I got you.
Give him an email address. And yeah, he says that he is the best. His film is so good, it's going to make me want to start going to the games,
he says. That's our guy.
Yeah.
That's our guy. Yeah, sorry. I didn't know.
I almost hope I have a daughter.
They can play
no,
I-9 too.
You don't.
The girls are the best.
There's girl football?
They play with the boys.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. My boy Tom's daughter is better right now. It's the younger sister is better than the older brother. And she's
Oh, I'm sure he loves that.
She's a he'll play tackle and it'll work itself out.
It evens out eventually.
But she's a beast when it comes to flag.
Girls are always taller than us until like middle school. And then we start catching up.
Yeah.
We got a break.
Yeah, we got to.
End the week.
Yeah, we'll be back to end the week.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got nothing to do.
I mean, we don't really have time to get into this, but NFL.com busted out a four-round mock draft where they've got the Saints trading up for Mac Jones and the Jags trading out of the first round in their second pick. Oh, no, they're trading with Kansas City and going down to 31 and picking up another second, I think.
Who do they have them taking at 31?
Rashad Bateman, the receiver from Minnesota.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Let me see round two real quick. I know we don't have much time, so let me see. Round two, the Jags taking Liam Eichenberg, the offense tackle from Notre Dame.
So no Taven or Tevin.
He's already been taken.
Did you see the post that someone added us with today?
He is taking off.
Oh, somebody showed us that Tevin is taking off the chart.
So there's an actual NFL reporter. Let me find his name really fast. But he's basically saying, hey, I know this picture doesn't look like much, guys, but this kid's for real.
Yeah, he's the meanest quarter. This is the meanest offensive lineman in the draft. It was something like that. Guess who NFL.com has the Jags taking with pick number 65?
Who?
Sean Wade.
Okay.
No.
That's tough.
Okay,
Sean.
John Ledyard, blue checkmark, at Ledyard NFL Draft says, you may not like it, you may struggle to accept it, but this is what the most intimidating offensive lineman in 2020 college football looks like. Dudes peeped his media pick and thought they were going to get out without a scratch. Barely got out alive.
I'm telling y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. Like, his family hit us up, and I gave the address. They were like nobody talks about him. No, come on, man. Better Google Jackson. Google Jacksonville before you come here with them bifocals.
His family?
Like, they said, one of them was laughing like they talk about our boy, because they know he looks corny. Like, the family knows he looks corny. And then one of the brothers got mad, I guess. And I'm like, all right, come on.
I didn't realize this. We got to run.
I'm Carlin Dupree.
We got to run. It's been fun. We'll be back on Monday at 8 o'clock. Share the SoundCloud over the weekend. Tell your friends. We'll talk to you on Monday.